After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hi, lady.
Yes! Yes!
Living the beat.
Right? This reminds me of, like, my quinceañera bar and bar mitzvah days.
Yes. Yeah. You had both?
Well, no. I mean, not me personally. Just attending all of the fantastic.
You had those dos? No. You might not even know who Ricky Martin is out there.
Oh, gosh.
And you're
missing
it
out. You're missing out.
I'm just telling
you. It's too good.
This is the AfterBuzz TV Real Housewives of Orange County show. Cheers, y'all.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to everyone.
We got you started with a little Ricky Martin, right?
Yeah.
Take a little sip. Take a little sip because we are going to break down some Real Housewives drama.
Oh.
Some good stuff.
Yes, we are.
My name is Christy Olsen. I am so happy that you all have joined us tonight for episode 3, season 10 of the OG of the OC. This is the episode called Wine Country. And I am joined by my fabulous co-host. Introduce yourselves, please.
Hello, I'm Allison Dean. Happy to be back again. You can find me at The Allison Dean everywhere.
Yeah. And I am Blake V, and I am thrilled to be here tonight.
Yay.
I hail from the Orange County.
Yes, you do.
I'm an OG OC-er myself.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Super excited to be here. A huge fan of Real Housewives of Orange County, just want to say. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
Yes. Listen, I feel like Blake has probably lived in the OC longer than Miss Vicky Gumbelson herself, maybe.
I think that might be true.
Yes.
Born and raised here.
Super legit up in here. If you are listening on iTunes, please leave us comments, give us 5 stars. And I know you are rocking the iTunes too. Hit that thumbs up button right here. I'm pointing at it, ladies. Yeah. Whoop, whoop. Thumbs up and give us the thing. And we also want to let you know about a little thing that you can let us know about all your opinions at podcastone.com. My name is Christy Olsen. This is the AfterBuzz TV Real Housewives of Orange County show. And you can let everybody know at podcastone.com through a survey about how much you love me, Allison, and Blake. And everybody else here.
That's right.
A very important listener survey on podcastone.com. Your responses are going to help us make these shows better for all of you. And you help us get instant gratification on how you really feel. You're going to help us out. You let us know. Please do it now. Take the survey at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. And let the tweets and the comments come in, please. We really, really, really like to know what you guys think. And we also really, really love to interject with you.
Yes.
And ask you guys questions. We want to hear your questions, what you guys want to know, what we think. I'm at Christy Reports. Everybody, let us know where you want to tweet with us.
Oh, I'm at The Allison Dean. Yes.
And I'm at Blake V Media.
And we are hashtag ABTVRHOC. We want your thoughts, and we are, of course, we are going to give you your thoughts. Our thoughts, too, on this
all
show.
All the thoughts.
Yes.
All the thoughts are going to be covered.
And so, a quick shout-out to Marissa Serafini in the booth over there. And
what's up, ladies?
Hey, Marissa.
Producing. I'm kind of jealous you have the wine.
Oh, sorry.
A lot of people make this happen, but they don't all get to drink rosé like we do. So.
Right. Marissa.
Big up to those folks.
That's right. You. Marissa, we got you next show.
Yeah, we got you.
Girl, all right.
We got
you. I'll hold you to it.
Yes.
We got you.
So let's kick it off.
Well, we kicked it off with a little bit of champs tonight. Yes. Oh. And we saw
the method champagne.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about this? Where we came into this episode tonight was Shannon and Megan and Miss
Heather
Dubrow with her Colette Champs, which, listen to me, I don't have any siblings, so if my parents
Are you an only child?
Yes.
Also, me too.
Yes. If my parents were going to name a Champs, they would have to call it Christy.
Yes.
But Heather and Terry have a lot of other children.
They do. They chose
they
favorites
have
on that
their
one.
Champagne, Colette. What do you think, Allison?
I mean, I think that they're just setting themselves up for many other variations of wine, so that they can, you know, introduce all of their kids into the wine family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I appreciate Heather. She always goes for the fab and the fancy, and so of course she had to call her sparkling wine Method Champenoise. You know, she wasn't lying. It's definitely a correct, as long as she's telling the truth and that's actually how they're bottling the wine and it's the second fermentation and all that stuff, then
yeah,
it
is what does that mean? Like, is she legit on this?
Okay, so when champagne is not made in Champagne, France, it is not it can't be called champagne.
It can't be qualified as such.
It can't be, just like if you're drinking.
It's very technical,
yes.
Y'all.
If you're drinking a sparkling wine from Italy, you would call that Prosecco.
Right.
Because it has the Prosecco grapes in it. You could not call any other sparkling wine, if it was not from Italy, Prosecco, because that would be a lie.
Okay.
Prosecco is Prosecco. Unless somehow someone smuggled in Napa some Prosecco grapes into Napa Valley, and then thus perhaps there'd be some.
But then they would be frauds, really.
Yeah. So, that'd be odd.
And Miss Heather Dubrow is not a fraud.
No, she's not a fraud. So it's legit. No. It's legit, but it is sparkling wine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we'll be fancy.
She wants us to think of champagne, but
Method Champenoise, everybody. Let's all have it. And if we were drinking that tonight, we would talk more about it. But she has not sent us any yet.
That's right, Miss Heather.
We're on
Miss Heather Dubrow.
Yet.
We are expecting our Colette.
Yeah, I did emphasize the yet, so you
right.
know, there is that.
Mm-hmm.
But
perhaps it's to come.
But we're honoring you anyway, Heather, and
yes,
cheersing to you for well done efforts on your first Method Champenoise Colette champs, and
whoop.
We appreciate you.
Yes, Heather, we got to tell you, we're very much on board with your whole sparkling wine endeavor. We are excited to do a taste test. We really want to sample this. We're excited.
We do.
Had to jump on the bandwagon, get with it with the sparkling wines tonight in honor of the Heather sparkling wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right?
Listen, I know we've got some respect with Miss Dubrow, and I feel like we're going to get a case in the mail next
Good.
Week.
So. Uh-oh.
We're ready for it.
So when we get silly next week, you all will know why.
Excellent.
But really, where we kind of lived in the beginning of this episode was with Shannon and Megan, and we kind of have been so curious about Megan.
Yes.
And
yes.
She's so young, but at the same time, we learned on this episode that she is sort of acting as the mother or the second mother, the stepmother to this teenage stepdaughter, Haley.
Yes.
And she literally said in this episode, like, I'm the mom.
Right.
Filling in this relationship. Yeah. Like, that wouldn't be something that I would be willing to take on.
Yeah.
Ladies, what do you think?
I mean, I think it's a huge, obviously she really loves her husband and it's just a part of the package, you know? So
that's
obviously
true.
when you are in love with someone, sometimes kids come with the package.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they have a really good relationship though. I mean, at least in the exchanges that we've seen, at least last episode, what we got from them, it looks like they've got a friendly fun.
Yeah.
You know, and I do think that that's good because it sounds like her birth mom is undergoing some pretty serious stuff. And so I think if you can have a support system around that can alleviate some of that, then all the better.
All
and
the
kudos,
more power.
Kudos
that's a great
her.
Point. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, and I really hope that it's editing, actually, on the Housewives of Orange County's part. But I feel like Megan and Jim's relationship is a little, I don't know.
Do you think it's deeper than what we've seen? Because you haven't been here, but we've talked about, we think, we sort of hope that there's more to it than what we've seen.
Yes, and I feel like, yes, I'm sure there is more to it. I mean, they are newlyweds, but at the same time, they are married. So there's got to be some sort of underlying depth to their relationship. I certainly hope there is, because of what they've shown on the episodes thus far, to me, is kind of like, ugh, a little bit cringeworthy.
I'm hoping that it's editing. That's a great word.
I
think I'm praying that it's just how they're editing things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really am.
Because it seems like at this point, the whole Twitterverse and the social media reactors of this show are saying like, oh, Megan and Jim, good luck.
Yeah. Right?
And I think that this is all on purpose, actually. I do really I think that this is a way to drive attention around the relationship. I don't know if it's, I guess it's just, you know, it's what comes with the territory when you accept to be on a show like this.
Yeah,
you don't know how they're gonna work your storyline.
True, right? And you know, everybody knows that bad publicity is better than no publicity.
Yes. And they be getting some publicity now.
Exactly. And so they're new to the series. They're new to, you know, Orange County.
Yeah.
So what a better way to drum up, you know, spice and kind of interaction and various people's thoughts than to have it be kind of a rocky start and have everyone thinking, oh no, this isn't going to be good. And then it develops into something more loving throughout the season.
Here's what I also think too. She's been married before. He's been married twice before.
Mm-hmm.
So in my opinion, I mean, unless you're really just asking for it, I don't believe that two people with the kind of relationship experience that they've had would just get married if they didn't really love each other.
True.
I like that because it sort of seems like they are trivializing this entire marriage, that they haven't been married for a long time and Megan doesn't have a lot of relationship history, and I feel like they are trying to set that up for us.
Yeah.
But when you look at the fact that they're older, Megan has had a marriage before, like, this could be like any other marriage that's going to play out for the rest of forever.
Yep.
But we maybe haven't seen that yet.
And you know, I mean, he's on camera for like he's a host.
Yeah, he's
on
like
another show,
like a football
sports show,
sportscaster.
And I just think that in that kind of environment, when you're in a studio and you're turning on because you're hosting a show, it's very different when you've just got cameras in your face in a furniture store. You know, it's different. It's a different thing.
That's true.
And the acclimation to that is just maybe going to take him a little bit more time than it would take someone else,
Dubrow's. And there's a different public scrutiny between being a football or a baseball star and being a reality star.
Mm-hmm.
And now that his wife has signed on to this show, we're going to see things like her being the pink elephant in the room in Shannon and David's marriage, where this was last season. Like, we did not even know her last season.
True.
And now we're going, oh, yeah, that was weird. There was a chick there, and his wife
was
mad.
Yeah,
who
was she trying to stir
up? And now we're getting that. This is what I love about the Housewives people.
Yeah.
People, it's been over a year, but we're getting that little juicy tidbit now. Now. And what did you guys think of this? We didn't get a lot of chance to play this out last week on the show. So what did you guys think of this? It's between David and Megan, and it's this whole situation now where Shannon feels uncomfortable. Yeah. What was your guys' take on this?
So last week I was kind of rushing to Shannon's defense in a lot of ways, and this episode made me kind of want to bite my tongue about everything that I said a little bit.
Yeah, I have some interesting opinions about Shannon, actually. I feel like, in specific, you know, referring only to the hoedown scenario that we kind of addressed this episode, I don't think that Megan is at fault at any point. I also, you know, we saw at the end of the episode that Shannon addressed Megan, and I liked what she said. She said good things. She said that it was really on the fault of the husband, which I also agree that it was.
Yes.
Because the way that it kind of played out at the hoedown, it looked as if the husband was flirting with Megan.
Like he was in it.
Yes, and he did not take that extra step to introduce his wife to Megan, and that's where I find the problem.
I guess I wish I just saw that more last season as an issue that she would have addressed with him, because we got a snippy snippiness, but I just, what really bothered me was how she was handling it in just such the wrong way. Mm-hmm. I mean, the initial conversation between the two of them, I thought was okay. I mean, she was like, you know, it wasn't you, it was whatever. But then again, the way she has been treating Megan, it's as though Megan, like, slept with her husband or something. And so there was just, like, that's a really huge disconnect for me, you know?
I completely agree. I completely agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, and I think we're going to get to it kind of a little bit later, too.
We're going to get to it.
But, yeah, it kind of just ties into Shannon's issues, really, in her marriage, and it's spilling over to every other aspect of her life. And really kind of talking about, you know, Megan and Jim's relationship, how that's playing out, and the fact that Megan has now signed on to be a reality star makes me really want to let you guys know about something cool and exciting to maybe make yourselves reality stars.
Oh, what's that, Blake? Yeah. Tell us all about it.
So this is really exciting. This has come up recently. You can now apply to Dance Battle America.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
This is so good. It's so good, you guys.
It is so exciting. It's ABC's newest competition special, and from our very own AfterBuzz founder and E! News host, Maria Menounos, our girl, right? Straight from her and Julianne Hough from Dancing with the Stars comes ABC's Dance Battle America. Now, during the holiday seasons over the last 2 years, Julianne and Maria have engaged in a fearsome dance battle via social media.
We know something about that, Blake.
Yeah, we've been there.
That's right, girl. Now, once the challenge took off, celebrities like Kate Hudson and Amber Riley started to join in, and the dance battle craze began.
The craze began.
It's been crazy. Now, the ladies are challenging everyone in America to battle it out for the chance to fly to Los Angeles
and come visit us.
Yes, and compete in person on the dance show. How exciting does this sound?
Oh my God, this is amazing.
I want to meet you all. Come
to Los Angeles. Here is an opportunity of a lifetime. If you want the chance to dance on network television, come to Los Angeles. All you have to do is go to dancebattleamericacasting.com, and there you will find all the information you need to know and everything about how to submit your video. And remember, you don't have to be a dancing pro like Julianne or anybody else.
No.
You just be yourself, have fun with it, and that's how Dance Battle got started and why it took off, because everybody just made it their own, and that's what we really want to see. So once again, submit your dance videos to dancebattleamericacasting.com now. Do it right now.
Keep watching with us right now. Thank you. That was like
right after.
Like, let's not be so extreme, Blake.
But you all, listen, you guys all watch with us and you have fun talking with us about your opinions, and this is kind of the thing where you can get involved, you can submit your own videos, you can be in with us and doing this Dance Battle America thing. It is so cool.
So fun.
Yes.
We love it.
Yeah. So please check it out. And on that note, we're going to kind of keep going. At this point, we are at the airport with these ladies.
Yes.
because I am not the sort of young lady who gets to fly on private jets on a daily basis. I assume that maybe the people watching out there, maybe they don't get to fly on private jets too often either.
I know,
ladies. Like, listen, if you've got a friend, if you've got a friend like Heather Dubrow in your contact book, just be a nice. Just be a nice girl.
She hooks it up.
Worth it.
She knows how to plan something.
She knows how to be fabulous.
She's going to take you to Santa Barbara for the wine tasting. And but what I like also about this episode is that it's such a girl power thing. Vicky is getting her award. Vicky Gunvalson. She's the OG of the OC, but she's also the OG of the insurance in Codo County.
Yes.
Like, she's running things.
She really is. And that's really been a constant since season one.
Yes.
Is that Vicky is on it with her business. Mm-hmm. Like, there has never been a moment or a season or anything where she has let anybody forget about that. Like, she is making sure everybody knows she is a lady on top of her business in tonight's episode.
Making her money,
living for herself. She is in the top 5% of the insurance field. And, like, that's amazing. That's an amazing accomplishment. So congratulations, Vicky. That is very exciting.
Yeah.
Super commendable.
I mean, I think in the realm of reality TV, especially with the Real Housewives franchise, if someone is a woman in business, they're not going to let us forget about that.
Yeah.
And she is a great example of that, but obviously we've seen countless others that certainly don't let us
Yeah.
Forget what they've built.
And I think that's great. I mean, why should they?
Bethany, Bethany.
But that's totally. That's why you love this stuff, yes. Right? Like, it is a bit of a girl power boost.
I agree with you. I think it's great to see women like that on television that are doing something, they're living for themselves, they're making their own money, and they're a great influence for other women out there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So 100% agree. I think especially Vicky in the landscape of the Housewives, where a lot of these other women are supported by their husbands, mm-hmm. she is the testament that you don't need a husband to be taken care of. So
go. Well put, Allison.
Yes, preach, ladies.
Yes, go Fiji. Yes.
Because listen, the epitome of all this is having to pay your husband off at the end of the divorce, right?
So
how many ladies have to write their hubby a big fat check at the end of their divorce?
Ugh.
Very, very few.
True.
But Miss Vicky Gustafson.
I know. And you know what she probably needs after cutting such a big check? She probably needs some good sleep.
Some of this? Oh.
Yes. A little bit of wine, a little bit of sleep.
And actually, there's this amazing online retailer called Casper. They make premium mattresses, and they make them for a fraction of the price of what a normal mattress would cost.
Oh, Vicky needs that so bad.
They combine a premium latex foam with memory foam. So that sounds fantastic. And buying one is completely risk-free. They offer free delivery and free returns within a 100-day period. That's a lot of testing, I'd say.
That is,
in 100 days, in 100 days, if you can't figure out...
some comfort there.
Vicky would know in 100 days if she liked this mattress.
Vicky would know in one day if she liked this mattress.
Well, I would say you should probably give it like at least 7, actually.
No. Vicky needs one
day. She's fickle, y'all.
So everyone out there, you should try sleeping on a Casper for 100 days with the free delivery and painless returns. There is a special $50 off discount if you use our promo code, because we like to hook it up here.
What's
at
our promo code?
All you have to do is go to www.casper.com/afterbuzz, and you'll get this $50 discount, and you'll be sleeping very
like a baby.
Like a babe. You know, come on, we all need beauty sleep.
Heck yeah!
And I'm telling you, Vicky must have one because she's looking good this season.
she is really looking okay.
So Anyway, that's all I have with that.
We're beauty sleep, we're wine consumption, and we're reality TV.
I will support the wine consumption. Yes, I do.
You're all in the right place.
I do support the wine consumption. Yeah.
Whatever your needs are, we're bringing it to you tonight.
It's true. We can hook it up.
I love it. Well, listen, and this was kind of a girl power episode with all of the ladies getting their opinions in. We heard that Shannon explained her whole champenoise. Maybe you guys are a little bit fancier than I am.
Champenoise.
Okay, there we go.
Champenoise.
I got you, girl. I got you.
Yeah.
It's not from the France, but it's Colette.
But it's from Napa, right?
It is.
It's close.
And Napa is pretty fast.
So it works. And listen, if anybody was going to make a fancy pants, like my first ever red carpet in the entire world that I ever worked and went and interviewed at a red carpet was Tamara and Vicky's
wine by wine.
Yes. And it was pretty much just Tamara and Vicky and a couple of the reality stars.
Is that still in business? I don't think it is.
No.
Is it not? Okay.
So.
I feel like the website is still
there,
though.
It's been a long time.
But that's still super exciting.
It was a couple years ago now. And I will never forget it as long as I live. That was kind of the epitome of my dream come true.
Oh, wow.
And on top of it being my first red carpet, it was the Orange County Housewives, which was so up my alley back then.
Oh,
and Tamara was just about to get married, and Vicky was there. And, oh, my God. Even if I would just revert back to that as I sit here and think to you now, I'm just thinking, like, to be in the middle of Hollywood and in the middle of reality stars and to be asking them questions, like, that was kind of the epitome of my dream come true.
Yeah.
And that was where I had watched Tamara and Vicky for seasons and sort of been like, kind of on the fence about both of them. And then I met Tamara that night and I was like, oh my gosh.
I know.
I love her. Like,
so
you hate her
too.
On the show. Hate her on the show. But you meet her in person, you're like, you're fabulous. I love you so much. So
I like that story.
Yeah, it's a good... it was...
So long ago.
Speaking of Tamra, what did you guys think about her not changing her name yet?
Oh, yes. Thank you for bringing that up. We got a little
drama with the Tamra Barney on that hotel card.
I couldn't understand why someone just couldn't forward the message that her last name is Judge. Like, really? Heather, somebody couldn't say, don't print Barney. Like, what is this?
What if they did that on purpose? What if they did that on purpose?
Maybe.
It could have been a plant.
But, I mean, I feel like it could have been remedied sooner than that.
But we're talking about it, so maybe they're gonna...
When you're gonna get married a second, third time, you gotta be a little bit prepared for that kind of business. Yeah. So I respect it.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, if you didn't get it right to the third time, that's okay.
Right. It is what
it is. I used to be a lot harder on these ladies before I did this show for so many seasons. And like, listen, if she's gonna be Tamra Judge for the rest of forever, more power to her.
I like Tamra. I like the way it flows.
Right? You're like, just this is what works for you. Just stick it out.
Right. But I do feel for her because...
Oh, no. That's a nightmare.
To change your name on everything legal is just...
There should be an app for that. Don't you feel like by now there should be just some kind of an app?
Yes.
I do.
Yes. There should
Who's coming up with that?
I know. I should really get on that.
Yeah. Well, what's your personal... You're this close to being in that situation, right?
Oh, really?
Are you changing your name up soon?
You could be.
No.
No?
No.
No, I am Allison Dean.
None of that.
Love you all.
No. She is the Allison Dean.
I am the Allison Dean. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Blake.
I know. Sorry. I gotta feel the same way, you know? I don't know if it's like a generational thing or a personal thing. I don't know what it is. But I feel the same way. Like, I just feel like, number one, the legalities of it all are like far too much a headache to be changing names.
I like how some of the at least people in entertainment, so like Juliana, when she eventually changed it, you know, although she actually might have changed it pretty quick, but there's been examples like Brooke Burke. Uh-huh. Right, yeah. She's now Brooke Charvet, right? Or is it she Brooke Charvet?
With the reality show, if your man is...
If you're well-known.
In the industry, it's a little bit different.
It's different.
Yeah.
I agree. Anyway.
Yeah, but listen. She did give us this convo.
Tamra gave us, I thought, one of the best lines of the show. She says, if you're nice to me, I'm nice to you. But then I was like... Ish. I don't know how accurate that was. It stood out to me, but I don't know how accurate that is.
Because that was pretty funny. That's kind of why we love Tamra. She doesn't do the Vicky thing of like hazing the new chicas. Mm-hmm. She puts them through her own Tamra
hazing.
Her own Tamra hazing. But I feel like the Tamra test is easier to pass than the Vicky test.
Oh, I agree with
right?
that.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Vicky's a tough cookie. Oh, I think that if you're a newcomer to anything in Vicky's life, I feel like you're going to be put through the ringer. And speaking of Tamra, I want to talk a little bit about her religious revelation.
Oh my God. It's going to be so good this
season.
On
the jet, right?
We are getting Tamra. We're getting Christian. We're getting baptism. I have already had an interview with Gretchen Rossi where she was like, I don't buy that bullshit. Like, we are all going to be so excited to see this play out.
This is great.
Finally.
I know. Because of all the ladies, really of anybody, would you have suspected Tamra? Would anyone have suspected Tamra? I think no. I was certainly surprised.
Who would you have suspected? Who would you have chosen out of the current
cast?
Yes,
Shannon.
Yeah, to do some cheese ball
but she already goes. Are you sure?
Yeah, because she says she always goes at 6 p.m. on Saturdays or whatever.
Oh,
it was.
You're right. You're right.
Shannon,
I remember her saying that last
time. I'll see
you
at church, Shannon.
Okay. Yeah, outside of Shannon, I'm not sure, but
Tamra,
not Tamra.
Oh, okay.
I know, but not Tamra.
You know, it actually didn't surprise me.
Interesting.
I don't know why.
Did you think it was a reality TV
thing?
Line? Yeah,
it could be. I mean, certainly, there's an audience of people that I'm sure would very, very much flock to her side for saying that. So it would serve her to do that, I guess. It certainly couldn't hurt her to suddenly...
It's like her whole new era of redemption.
Yeah.
She's trying to...
And I'm sure she, like, has that many more fans now.
Yeah. Yeah.
She has that many more fans. And I have that many fewer fans. I don't know.
Right. Like, if our lives were just the general...
experiment in social media as these housewives were, but they're not. So we're going to move on and talk about when Shannon's husband and Shannon and David had a little phone call. And she called him. She was like, oh, hey, yo, honey, where you at, yo? And he was like, oh, I'm just having some sake shots and doing some business with some boys. Like, this was Shannon calling her hubby to say, hey, production's wondering where you're at. And it was him saying, hey, I'm with another husband, so it's all cool. But you guys didn't see that. So he was with Lizzie Rovesex Christian, who we may all be a little bit suspicious of in general. Like, I think maybe Lizzie and Christian like to have a good time. So when we hear that David is with Christian taking sake shots, we're not that surprised, or we are. What do you think?
I wasn't very like offended or annoyed by any of it. I thought it was one of those things where, you know, here his wife
had their time. Yeah, the guys had their time
on a jet, nonetheless. So she gets to fly out on a jet and. He can't have a sake shot without being totally, I don't know. That kind of annoyed me.
You're right. You're right.
I was annoyed by that. I was like, let the guy have a little fun. He's coming out to Napa for the weekend.
Yeah. But I think that's the whole crux in the
relationship.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And that's what we're going to be seeing all season. And that's really, you know, it's unfortunate because we've seen what we've seen of David and Shannon's relationship. And from my outsider's opinion, I feel like it's nearly irreparable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like this issue has happened and Shannon cannot let it go. And I don't blame her. I couldn't either. Quite honestly, I couldn't either. And and I don't have kids, but if I did, I feel like it's not benefiting them in any way to stay with the husband that you cannot get along with, and you're constantly rehashing all of this craziness. It seems to me like David wants to get away.
Out, right?
But Shannon will not let it happen. That's how I feel about it.
I know you weren't here last week. That's kind of what I was saying. I was like, I don't think his heart is in this.
No. And
like,
I think he's trying his hardest.
That is. He's trying. No, he's definitely trying
very hard. And I feel like I see that, but it's like every opportunity, Shannon slaps him back down. Yeah. But again, I don't blame her. Right. Like, I see David's side of it, but I would probably be behaving the same way as Shannon. I would be unhappy with it to the point where I probably could not continue in the marriage.
I just think it's not okay, though, then for her to say, you know, I've forgiven. No, you haven't. Yeah. If you are treating someone that way, then you haven't. You still are harboring a lot of ill feelings and resentment.
But it's almost
resentment.
Like that's really her personality, because we've seen her say that about people other than David.
100%.
That's true.
Yes,
100%.
She was saying it, about Tamara. She's like, I have forgiven, but I'll never forget. Well, she's become the record on repeat of like,
I forgive you,
but I won't forget. It's like,
but when I say that, it doesn't really mean I forgive you.
Not really.
Yeah. No, it's kind of... she's got some work to do.
She really does have some work to do.
I like Shannon. It's like she's shooting herself in the foot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well,
a little bit.
You know, she is obviously been married long term. She has children. She's, you know, she's an established lady. But at the same time, I feel like these are complete red flags of a bad relationship. Like, I feel like, ladies, we've all been in bad relationships. I feel like these are red flags of the bad relationship.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's like, when you're in that, it sucks and it's hard and you're married and you can't, you know, whatever it is, religious or otherwise, you don't want to get divorced. Yeah, like, you don't want to break it up. But at the same time, like, you cannot continue to live this, like, Groundhog Day of just the same thing, the same thing.
Some people can.
It's so weird.
Are we as viewers getting to the point where we feel like we're watching Groundhog Day?
I feel like it.
Where we feel like we're watching the beginning of the end, and it's sort of like...
And it's like in a bad way, of course. Yeah. All of us viewers are the same way. I'm sure we're like, oh, the drama. Like, we're drawn into
this
drama.
We want to see it, but at the same time, it's not...
It's no bueno for Shannon and David.
I follow her on Instagram, though, and I always see her posting, like, family photos and stuff, and they all look really happy. So part of me feels like it's the producing of it all. And
that
can very well be.
Good.
I really do.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe this was just, like, a rough patch that they're editing very strategically, and maybe things are great and fine, and I hope so.
Yeah.
You know.
I certainly hope
fantastic.
So. But certainly if someone is unhappy and it's a ongoing cycle of unhappiness, then yes, it's probably not the best.
This has turned into like a PSA.
I know.
Well, we've talked a lot about Shannon and David, but
this kind of sort of went off as a Lizzie Christian thing. We did not see Lizzie's storyline play out that much last season, and now she has just been cast as kind of a friend. Mm-hmm. But we know the history with her and Christian's marriage, and she was not happy last season with, oh, you're going to throw me this birthday party? Oh, you didn't do enough for me? Like, and now we sort of see him coming into this as a housewife's husband who's going to go do shots with David instead of doing his housewife's thing with his mm-hmm. wife. So,
I don't think there was anything wrong with that.
You think we're going to see repercussions from this?
Okay, with Shannon,
Lizzie and her husband?
I feel like if it were only Christian and David confirmed the two of them were trying to, like, escape everything, perhaps that could lend to...
You'd be so suspicious, right? You'd be like, these F-bombs are doing
something. But they were all together. All the dudes were together.
If they were, in fact, all together. Because I think that says a lot.
I think they were.
If they were all together and it was like a Bravo group guys thing, then no. What could you be mad about? That was, that was them
traveling
together.
They're trying to set you up.
Yeah, like, that's fine. So I think that's kind of the delineating factor. You know, if it was them two all off on their own, getting to their own shenanigans, that's a little suspicious.
I definitely feel like Shannon had some moments in this episode. I mean, even kind of the whatever went down with her and Megan at the end there, that was just...
Oh, that was like heart-wrenching to see. It was like a train wreck.
It really was, because it seemed like Megan was really trying to just approach... I mean, okay, Megan did use the wrong word, I think, by saying I was offended by the call. I don't think offended was quite the right word.
Maybe thrown off.
I was a little thrown off. Yeah. Like, let's be a little bit less harsh about things.
But even still, I think that Shannon's reaction was completely out of bounds.
Oh,
like,
my.
That was completely uncalled for.
She took one thing and spun it.
We all know who this chick is who's going to be calling us when we're on a reality show. Listen, we know who the new girls are. We know their phone numbers. We've got them in our phones. Like, if I'm on Real Housewives of Orange County and I'm Shannon, I know who's going to be calling me.
I 100% agree with you.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
That's not, like, not in your phone.
Right. And the thing that got me, too, was that she said, okay, Megan called her from some Missouri phone number or something. She didn't recognize it. Got her on the phone. Didn't know who she was. Whatever.
Megan's old school country rural. Yeah, girl.
Yeah, she said,
I'm from rural Minnesota. I got you. I have some random effing telephone number,
there
too. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, if it's random, it's probably real.
Yeah, totally. And the thing that was really the worst for me was that apparently Megan texted Shannon after the fact and said, like, hey,
sorry for the mix-up.
Yeah. It's me. I'm trying to ask you this question. And then in Shannon's little interview, she said, okay, I found out it was Megan. Then did I really need to contact her back? Well, yes, you do.
Yes.
You need to say, hey, girl, I'm so sorry. I did not know it was you. Apologies. What can I do to help
you? This was classic rectangular OC B versus last year's OC newbie. Newbie versus newbie. Like,
it was really unacceptable.
Like, listen, I was here last season. You weren't here last season. Oh, you're here last season. Oh, you're here this season? Okay, well, I'm here. Well, I'm here now. Well, this was a total, like,
high school struggle, ridiculous high school thing.
And I want to read about what's going on with all of them. I don't care.
I know.
Right?
I thought it was, like, really in poor taste because, you know, Megan is coming at her for a philanthropic event.
Yes.
She's trying to do something for a good cause.
Yeah.
And who's Shannon? Even if Shannon had nothing to do with whatever this event was that Megan thinks she had something to do with, who cares? If it's philanthropy and it's giving back, someone like Shannon who has really spoken openly about giving back and such.
And trying to be a part of everything.
It shocked me that she wouldn't receive that in a very open arm sort of way.
Completely.
And be like, whatever I can do to help you, I will help you with.
And even if she didn't want to help her or couldn't help her for whatever reason,
then make up a good excuse.
Well, she didn't need to treat her that way.
I agree.
In such a way to be like, I didn't know who you were. Right. Like, yes, you did.
And that clearly wasn't even the case.
No.
Like, it was a thing where I'm going to pretend I don't know you. I'm going to pretend that our kids don't go to school
together. I thought
it
was a sales call.
That's ridiculous. That was completely ridiculous.
Come on, girl.
She decides on her own accord to say, I'm done. I'm done with this. And she gets up off the couch and leaves and turns around to Megan and says, don't paint me to be uncharitable. charitable. It's like, lady, you're painting yourself to be that way by reacting like a lunatic.
I totally agree with you. Mm-hmm. She totally did that to herself.
Yeah. This is some OG OC bullshit. That Bull literally schnails. Could be in, they have this schnails. New show, like the PTA. There's some scripted show about yes, the PTA.
Yes. The, that, like, the mother funders.
Yes. That this storyline could be just as appropriate for. But this is some real stuff.
It's true.
With Vicky and Megan. Okay. Okay. Forget the mother funders. Okay. It's the Real Housewives of Orange County.
It's definitely going to be an interesting storyline. And I think that this is going to be a catalyst for Megan to really come out of her shell now. Because now she's kind of been dissed a second time.
Yeah.
On this a different
really gives
level.
That fuel.
Yeah.
To kind of get her in her prime.
If you guys were Megan at this point and you want to do something to establish yourself, you want to say, hey, I want to raise money for the causes that affect my stepchildren, or you want to do something good for Orange County, where are you at in that right now? Like, if you guys are Megan, what do you say to a Vicky, or what do you say to a Tamra at this point?
To get them to help you with like...
Or to a Megan, to say, to like I'm Shannon. Here.
Yeah.
I'm a mom, too.
You know, I may not be a reality star,
but, like, this is my thing, too,
I feel like I would just, like, continue steadfast. If someone didn't want to help me, I would just say, cool,
moving on.
That's on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and especially in this scenario...
I agree.
It's recorded... Shannon has really acted on her own accord, and you know, it's really been something that has been a kind of you know really out of Shannon's hands. You know, Megan can she's her own lady, she's her own grown adult, so she can very well take this scenario and make it her own, and she can say, okay, I looked to you for assistance.
I tried.
Yeah, I tried to reach out to you. I tried to, you know, make the situation a collaborative event. But if you don't want it, fine.
Moving on.
I'll figure it out myself.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Do you guys
have anything else to add about this episode? Or
man, I think we packed it in.
I know. Yeah, I wish we could speak more about Heather, though, for like a minute. Because I got to say, I thought it was exciting how she got super drunk.
Oh, my gosh. And listen, and she warned me. I talked to her a few weeks ago, and she said, this was a season where I drank the champs. Yeah. She's like, I cannot be held accountable for what I said because I drank the champs.
I wasn't thinking she was so smashed in this episode. I mean, yeah, she was a bit more free.
But you want real Heather, right? Like,
sure.
You want to hear what she really has to
say. I'll break it down for you right now. There was the first moment where she told the ladies when they first arrived, she said, I've got to go to the tasting room to check things out, make sure it's all good before we get there tonight. She goes there, she's checking things over, and then she says, I'm not going to micromanage you guys.
Oh, and then she totally does.
And then I just saw her eyes, and it was like, even though she said that, those eyes were
micromanaging.
She can't help herself.
Can't help herself.
No.
But you know what? She throws a fabulous party. She does a great job with what she does. So that just cracked me up, because I was like, lady, you can say it, but the micromanager cannot leave your bones.
We're all micromanaging.
Right?
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, but then she gets to the party, and I just feel like she really let loose. I feel like the whole time that she was partying during this episode, she was really fun. She was not micromanaging. Mm-hmm. And that to me was the tip off. Like, oh, mm-hmm. You're having fun.
Yeah.
You are not in your micromanaging phase.
Keep drinking that Colette.
They've been honest.
Is it kind of gross that she's drinking Colette? Anyway.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
But I feel that they are legit, and like when they put stuff out there, you can kind of feel like maybe it's a teeny bit of the truth. And on that note, I want to move on to some news and gossip.
Heck yes.
Oh yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Because it was no longer more than a couple hours reported today that Heather Dubrow had her 8-year-old's legs waxed.
Oh my.
All of you who are with me on this, you're out trolling the blogs every morning. You heard this story that Heather took her 8-year-old daughter in to get her legs waxed. The girl was screaming the entire time, and it was an awful... This was one of those media reports that you kind of maybe call a little BS on.
BS!
So, we read this morning, and Terry Dubrow, within hours, was already denying this claim. He said that this is absolutely false, and Terry Dubrow would love for the Star reporter who initially reported the story to be fired.
Oh, I bet he did say that.
Yeah. Yeah, so Heather and Terry are not backing this story at all, and they want you to know that they did not have their 8-year-old's legs whacked.
I would believe that.
Yeah. Because even if they did, maybe it was her stash, and maybe she wanted it done. Like, that's her business.
True, that is true. And I think, personally, I think that's fine anyways. I don't really have a problem with that anyways, but whatever. They're both very high profile, so I think that even if they were to have that done, mm-hmm. I think they'd be discreet about it. I don't think it would be something...
They're not that dumb.
No, and
she'd
Terry,
have someone come into her house.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. In privacy, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
agreed.
Terry on Botched, of course, is the first to, like, jump right in and say, like, no.
Too young.
Yeah, too right. young, or you don't need that done, or, right. like, he definitely shows a very large moral compass. Like, yep. I don't think that he, you know, would really put his children in harm's way. So, I believe it.
Well, and kind of sort of in that same vein, the other news that I have to report to you all is that Heather Dubrow says that she has not had any plastic surgery in her entire life. She wants you all to know that she has not touched the face or the body, even though her husband is a widely
known,
celebrated yeah. plastic surgeon. She said that she has actually sort of been body shamed for not getting plastic surgery. This was kind of the headline a couple weeks ago. She said that she tweeted a photo of herself and people were saying, oh, you've had kids. Why don't you get your breasts done? Why don't you get this done? XYZ. Your husband is one of the premier plastic surgeons in the entire world.
Yeah.
And she has said she hasn't had anything done and she's not going to. And so, first of all, more power to her for that. Second of all, some of you may be second guessing that, but you got to remember there's injections yeah. too and things. And I know when Heather first started on this franchise of Real Housewives of Orange County, people were really looking to her as someone who'd had a lot done just because of her husband and yeah. because of the way she looks. And she kind of has that perfect, I've been plastic surgerized look,
yeah.
but she says that she hasn't had anything done.
She's
so
perfect.
That's what she wants you all to know.
Very interesting.
Interesting.
That is the news and gossip. I
like it.
It's not up to me to judge whether what these people say is true or not.
It's just what we hear.
That's right. But I predict that we're going to cover that a little bit more throughout the season. I think that things are going to get more contentious through Shannon and Megan.
Oh, yes.
And I would really love it if you all would please check out my exclusive interviews with some of the Real Housewives and some of the other reality stars that you and I love at ChristyReports.com.
Do it.
You all can tweet me at ChristyReports. Ladies, where can they check you out?
Oh, you can find me at The Allison Dean, and also on Blake and I, we have a fabulous fun show on YouTube called Winos and Onesies. You
That's
can imagine.
Right.
Love it.
That's right. And an extra special cheers to Heather Dubrow and her yes. fantastic sparkling new wine, Colette. We are very excited about this. We hope to one day get the chance to review it on Winos and Onesies.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That would be fine.
That would be fantastic.
Even better if she wore a onesie.
Heather, the invitation's there for you.
Oh my
That's
God.
Right. And you can find me, I am Blake V, on Instagram and Twitter at Blake V Media.
Oh my gosh. I love it. Please follow us all at AfterBuzzTV.com/subscribe. YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Please subscribe to
there
us. We so enjoy chatting with you about Housewives because
we love
it. And we know
so
you
much.
Guys love it. Please tweet along with us at hashtag ABTVRHOC, and we will see you
next week.
Yes, with Brandon and Blake and whoever else wants to come.
Yeah,
it's a
we
big
love
party.
You. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, we'll to Marissa.
Thanks, Marissa.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.